This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions quarterback Jared Goff will join us today at 10:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's see if he's got that a similar feel to the Rams team he was on in 2018 that he helped lead to the Super Bowl. That team was 8-0. That team was cruising. Then they went through a 3-3 stretch, finished the regular season strong, won a couple playoff games, got to the Super Bowl. Do you think that in that season he felt as good as this team, like it feels quarterbacking this team now? Because this team right now is rolling.
I'm going to guess it feels better about this team.
Yeah. And that team went to the Super
Bowl. More experienced. Yeah, and that team went to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, this team is it's exciting to watch.
Yep.
Each and every Sunday. For on offense, you don't want to take your eyes off it.
Nope.
And it's just – he's going through his progress. I mean, and maybe it's because we're just coming off this amazing win on Sunday where they couldn't be stopped. But he's going through his progressions, and there's nothing inhibiting the success of the offense. Oh, one's not open. Two's not open. Three's not open. All right, I'll dump it off to Jameer, and he goes for 54 yards. One's not open. Two's not open. Three's not open. Oh, I'll throw it in the back corner of the end zone to Brock Wright for a touchdown. I mean, it's unbelievable, let alone the time. Oh, one's open. Boom, here we go. I just hit J-Mo for, you know, a 60-yard gain.
And now, when one's not open, two's not open, three's not open,
I'm going to take off and I'm going to pick up yards on the ground. Because that's what I do.
Yeah, you didn't account for me now, did you? Anyway, we'll talk with Jared Goff today at 10:30 here on Carson Anderson. All right, Gator, so here's the issue I'm having. And at first I was like, man, this is on me. And there'll be no spoilers. Okay? No spoilers. Yesterday I started watching Yellowstone again. They picked up season 5.
Okay, so you're watching the first episode of the second half of the season.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's season 5, episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm watching it. And I watch the whole thing and realize I have no idea what's going on.
What?
I was completely lost. And it's because I thought, God, I should have went back and watched.
If only there had been a marathon.
Okay, but hold on.
Yellowstone.
You do know football season's very busy.
Right. You know that they run a marathon of Yellowstone like 20 times a year.
Okay. I hadn't been preparing for that. I just tried to pick it up.
Okay.
Do you know when the last episode ran?
A year ago? I don't know.
January 1st of 2023.
Yeah, almost a year ago.
No.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Math.
Backwards. Yeah. It's okay.
Backwards.
It's okay. I wish I had time to do the you know, get caught up,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, why the hell are they taking these horses to Texas? Like, I'm still watching it, but is that a little bit long to take off for a season? Almost 2 full years?
I mean, in today's TV, I don't think it is.
No,
you know, when they do like, you know, hour long dramas each week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, HBO, they do it all the time with their shows, that sometimes it just takes forever.
Kang, you said that was a case in what?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones
and,
does that.
Yeah, yeah. HBO is notorious for these long, long breaks because of, you know, where they film, where they get the writers together, the showrunners. Yeah, it's terrible.
And you got to work with people's schedules outside of it, you know, because it's, yeah.
I was completely lost. Now, I do know, like, Severance is going to pick back up on Apple TV in January. And my wife and I both got into that, and it was a show that we watched together and both liked it. So we have agreed that we're going to carve out time before we start watching season 2 to rewatch the entirety of season 1, which is a lot easier when football season's over. I'm suspecting at this point I will not be quite as busy this postseason as I was last postseason as it pertains to the Saturday job that I have. Sunday job, the Lions would be as busy. But so I might have more time to get caught up on Severance, but I think I'm going to have to go back and watch the beginning of season 5 in Yellowstone to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, you might. It's not going to hurt to catch up on that, and particularly if you're lost. I mean, you could always do the reading thing and read on the on the synopsis of each episode, and that can get you caught up quickly.
Yeah.
Without having to sit through an hour. Did
you watch any of the marathon stuff leading up to the restart?
I mean, there were, because I've seen every episode several times, I think, at this point, almost, because there have been so many marathons, literally, that they've done over the last 6 years, that I think that I probably just know it. But yeah, I watch for episodes that I know I really liked. There are certain things that I want to see. I'll sit down and I'll watch this episode if it's on. But I don't, like, go on demand and pick them out. I haven't had to do that. But I understand. I mean, I was... HBO had a series, Westworld, that was very difficult to follow. Very difficult to follow. And the first season came and went, and I'm like, I think I liked it, but I'm not sure I understood it.
It's funny, you guys mentioned that, and when you described what it was about, I was like, this sounds cool. But everybody who's watched it said, I got completely lost over and over and over again.
You know, it was the TV show based off of the movie from the 60s, I think.
Yul Brynner? Okay, yeah.
And then season 2 comes along, and it's even more confusing, and then they bring in season 3, and then I think there was a season 4, too, and I'm like, wait a minute, how is this possible in season 4? Was in season 3, I thought this happened and this happened, so that couldn't happen. I was all lost, and... The show just took a nosedive for me, but it was wildly interesting, and the sets were really interesting. But at some point, the storyline just got lost. I'm like, I don't have it. Yellowstone, I don't think it's that difficult.
I'm still watching Yellowstone,
people want land; they don't want to give it up, and you can move on from there.
There's a lot of cowboying going on.
Well, they're definitely do that.
Yeah. There's people texting in and said that there was also a writer's strike in between this whole thing, which
that's true,
delayed the Yellowstone even longer.
Yeah, well, is anybody else texting saying they can't figure out what the hell's, they don't remember what the hell's going on? Or is it just me?
Right now, it's just you.
All right, well, enough of that then. If it's just my problem, we're doing Radio for One. Let's talk with Jared Goff. That's Radio for Everybody. And that is next. Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff at 10:31 here on 97.1 The Ticket.